I think we certainly would be, absolutely. And you know, there would have been an election long before now if it hadn't been for the fact that there's the Brexit challenge, which required everybody to come together and work as a unit to meet that challenge. The government have been a massive failure in relation to health, in relation to public services, in relation to housing, in relation to management of the big projects such as broadband and the National Children's Hospital, and local projects as well, whether it be community hospitals or issues affecting people like James in relation to the mobility grant just being ignored now for the last 5 or 6 years. So, I mean, from that point of view, we would be, you know, very keen to bring about a change of government and to get in place ourselves to bring about a fair oversight of the government departments and of national issues and of public services. But one way or another, there's going to be an election now in the next short number of months. The question around Brexit with the extension to January still obviously is in the mix with that regard. But you're talking a short, you know, single-digit number of months certainly before there's an election, and whenever that comes, we'll be looking to put the government out and to get our opportunity to run this country in a much fairer and better fashion.